Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Putting extra money back in your...
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're going to have a wonderful hour three. We're going to be pounded out as fast as we can. A lot of family law matters that Denise Dirks is going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. It's going to hear social media cases that may really affect the way social media is used, et cetera, et cetera. We have a lot of other things happening. We're going to talk about, let's see, we've got Uber security chief issues. We've got, the list goes on and on, but Larry King estate. We're going to talk about Larry King. It's a shocker, but there's lawsuits about his estate. So we're gonna find out what's going on. It's his actual former wife, Shauna King, files a $100 million lawsuit against former business managers of Larry King. Guess what they're alleging, right? This is what happens. But we've got a case or no case coming up. If you want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Did I go that pretty quick?
That's pretty fast, Fred.
Yeah. Those quick speakers? This is not what they do when they do the commercials. This is not going to be endorsed by them. They do that really fast talk.
The speeded up disclaimer, yes.
Yeah, the disclaimers.
I like the disclaimers on the whatever new drug is being promoted on television. It's a 30-second spot, and 20 of the 30 seconds is telling you how you could cause constipation, diarrhea, death, could cause vision loss, could cause this, could cause all these other things. And then when they finish, the last, enjoy a new life with whatever this thing is.
It may cause your kidneys to shrivel up and you will die.
Yes.
Right. I mean, all these weird things.
Those dang lawyers, man. Have you ever seen the stickers on like the new little kiddie cars and stuff? It's like, that thing's riddled with stickers. Is it a NASCAR car? Oh, no, those are all warnings. So anyway, that's lawyers. Doggone those lawyers. I'm glad I'm one of them. The thing that we're here for is one thing and one thing only, Cal. That's, why we're here. Right?
Well, speaking of cars,
now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Charlie Lenore is from Hamtramck, Michigan, right in near Detroit, where many Fords are built. And he was a Ford man. He worked for them, and he loved the Ford Cobra. Classic Cobras are unaffordable for most humans, about $2.5 million if you can find one.
Oh.
But he wanted a beautiful Cobra, and he found a kit builder in Jackson, Michigan, with a great reputation, and he ordered up a beautiful Cobra. Complete with 427, he put in fuel injection, although the original Cobras were carbureted. Not the original 5-speed, that came with a 4. It got a racing harness. This is a real powerful race car. Charlie picked it up, and upon leaving the builder's driveway, stomped on the go pedal and immediately wrapped his beautiful new car around a Michigan oak tree. He was seriously hurt. His Cobra totaled. Charlie realized that the Cobra, while manufactured in 2021, had the safety specs of when it was built back in the late 60s and early 70s. No side door beams, no airbags, no modern safety equipment. So while recuperating, he called his attorney and said, I'm wondering if I might have a case or no case because this car was built in the safe car era, but it had no safety features, and I'm hurt, and my Cobra's gone. Todd Kunin, what do you think, case or no case?
Well, I think, Cal, this is something that you saw about, oh my gosh, you can get a Cobra. I wonder how, if you buy a car in this day and age and the car is supposed to be built to the specs, I wonder how that would play out in a legal situation if somebody got hurt. I think you saw this about a car and were able to come up with this idea and then say, I'll ask the folks on Case or No Case. I don't think that this is a case at all. It does raise an interesting question. It raises a very interesting question. If somebody comes up with a new car design, something like this, I think that NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, does need to sign off on whether or not that car is viable and safe to drive on the road. And I suppose that would be a topic for a different day between the kit company that's making these cars or what have you. But in this particular case, it is no case. This is a scenario that you have created.
Okay, thank you. By the way, the name of the kit company is called Kit Factory 5.
It's not called Knight Rider 3000 from
it's not a Firebird.
Okay.
It's a Cobra.
All right.
And
okay,
by the way,
Michael.
Yes,
let's
I do
this.
Lust after a Cobra. Okay. What do you say, Denise? Case or no case?
Well, I think that you were reading Popular Mechanics at the time that you thought of this. And that is, it's a great scenario. I really think it is. I wished it was a case. But I have to say that I don't believe it's the case.
Okay. Well, let's ask the liability guy, Mr. Penny. This would be right in his Ford Cobra wheelhouse.
Yeah, I love the discussion, not about the law, but about the psyche of our producer, Cal Hunter.
Right.
You know, it's like you're on the toilet. No, you're reading this magazine. No, you're arguing with your wife now under the new domestic violence law. And I decided to come
Which
up
apparently
with
it. I can't do.
Yeah, well, you know, you just argue. We used to have, I had a building, and I have, do as a landlord, do have an industrial building or two, and we did have a company that built the kit cars. And actually, they built the kit fiberglass. They're fiberglass, by the way.
Right.
And they did it for the Cobra. That's what they did. They did the Cobras.
And the original Cobra had an aluminum body, and there is a company
right.
in Utah that makes those. But this is the fiberglass body we're talking about.
Right.
With this Kit Factory 5 does fiberglass.
Right. And so that's something that Cal's always wanted as a Cobra, and he's trying to figure out how he can afford to get one of these kit car Cobras. And so he goes, as I'm sitting here dreaming while he's sitting on the toilet, going, how do I get one of these kit
can
car
Can we leave
Cobras?
The toilet out of this, please?
All right. No. You're sitting in your lounge chair.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to get a laptop in the bathroom, by the way.
Yeah. And those of you who are new,
and a book holder.
Those of you who are new listeners, I have been in that famous bathroom at the KBLF studios.
Yes.
And it is lined with bookshelves. Who puts bookshelves in the bathroom, right?
Well, I didn't design it. The building came with them.
No. Well, anyway, the answer is no, this is a scenario. It's not a case, Cal. It's just, it's a wonderful, wonderful time that you had in thinking about it. And I don't want to give them away because we only have a minute left. But, I mean, it comes down to, Cal, that was a great story, and I like race cars.
Have you ever driven a Cobra?
No, I've never driven a Cobra. And you know what? You know how many desires I have to drive a Cobra? Zero. I'm really weird, Cal. Those of you who have not seen me personally, I'm about 6'2 and a half, you know, 150, no, maybe closer to 275 and 280 pounds.
Well, Carroll Shelby
I'm a
was
big
a big
guy.
Carroll Shelby was a big man.
I know, but yeah. Those cars, people are like, oh, get this cool sports car. I can't, getting down in and out of it and all scrunched, I will not do that. And as a personal injury lawyer, you know what I see. And so I say, get the biggest car, the biggest truck, and that's what you drive. But no, I've never had, got on a Cobra. Have I ever wanted to? No. Not only that, as you know, I at one time owned Penny Racing Supply and Comptech Race Engines. Never, and own race cars, never in my life been in a race car, even on a track where I could have. But I'm just not that way. So, given that, those of you who don't care about that, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, and we'll find out what you want to do with this case or no case, Cal, because we're all three going to win.
I wish all four could win, but it doesn't work that way. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit, right here on many local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com. The program continues after this.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Show me the money. This is the best show ever. I mean at this time.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I think that is one of the best kitty bumps of all times, because you can hear Cal Hunter in the background laughing after he recorded that, right?
Well, it was funny.
Well, it is. Still to this day, it is one of the funniest kitty bumps. Now, look, Denise, as a family law attorney, there's a number of issues going on. We started to talk about the new domestic violence law.
And so case or no case, we'll finish that up, and then we will talk about that.
Oh, golly, shoot. They're sitting looking at me going, case or no case.
I know, I'm like whispering.
Oh, all right, look, we don't care. Our listeners are friends of ours. So, look, I forgot about case or no case. Let's do that. Let's finish it up.
This is just because Denise wants the points, because you are...
Well, all right, there's no case.
Well, here's what's interesting about this. I saw one of these on Jay Leno's Garage. You know that show?
The Cobra he's talking about.
And he preserved, someone sent him a $2.5 million Cobra and said, can you hang on to this for us until the wildfire season dies down in Northern California? And he says, yeah. So he decides to take this $2.5 million Cobra out for a ride. And he's talking about how raw it is. Now, you know, Barry, you have to order a side mirror. Right. But the Cobra has already been adjudicated as a legal car. And if you drive it, you take your chances.
Let me tell you, Cal, I'm going to comment on that.
Yeah.
I recently sold my vintage 1969 Camaro RSSS convertible.
Was that the Indy Pace car model?
Indy Pace car. I think it's the 50th anniversary, whatever.
Wow.
Indy Pace car. Yeah. Beautiful car. Original. Let me tell you, that was the most dangerous car driving. I was scared every time I drove that car. I mean, it had the lap belt. You could feel it rubbing. You know, it didn't just drive right. You know how you're so spoiled with the way the cars are safe now, the way they drive. You know, the steering wheel, I'm looking at, that thing's going to come back into my chest if I hit something head on.
No airbags.
And I'm just saying, and every time I drove that thing, I was scared as could be, and I sold it finally.
Okay, like I was spacing out a little bit. Was it a case or not?
No.
Oh, so we all got 2 points.
All right, everybody gets 2 points. Everybody except
Cal.
Me.
You know, well, I probably should get a point off because I skipped it and started to go on to something else.
That's a good point, Denise. Just give Fred 1 point.
No,
don't do that.
I'm still upset and peeved, Fred, that with that car that you sold, that you rejected my above market generous offer simply because of the minor technicality that I proposed to pay by way of a two-party out-of-state post-dated check. Whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. And the straight trade for your existing vehicle.
Exactly.
I
was going to throw that in just as a perk. Mm-hmm. You know,
it was DOR.
Yeah.
I was going to pay with the Gavin Newsom gasoline tax rebate check.
There you go. That was big one.
Which might just be enough to fill the tank.
Maybe.
By the way, did you hear this? And again, I'm just saying this again. I can't believe this, guys. Be prepared. And this is not law-related. I just saw that the feds are again going to raising the interest rates again. They just raised them 0.75 points.
Oh,
and now, it came out yesterday, they're going to have to do it again because inflation is going up so fast.
Two words, well, Jimmy
because
Carter.
Because of the labor.
Yeah, Jimmy
it's
Carter.
It's everything.
Yeah,
everything.
The labor, the employment rates.
It's high.
It's really high, but there's less people seeking work, and so they're like going to do it. They're going to raise it again.
Be prepared, everybody. No, we're not giving advice here about this, but here it goes, guys. All I got to say is some people are going to get mega rich on this. The smart people that know how to play. You know, when there's downtimes, there's some really smart people that know how to make money when things tank.
Translated. Todd Kunin will remain poor.
They will scrape me off the bottom of my kitchen floor thinking, can I just have a bowl of cereal before I die?
No. But I do. It's so funny because I remember in 2000, when did it crash? 2008 is when everything crashed?
Yeah.
I remember I have a very bright friend that works in the Bay Area, and he's an accountant, and he's just super smart. And I remember, and I don't understand this stuff. What is it? He sold short. Is that how you call it?
So he bet things would go down.
He bet where things going, and he sold short massive amounts of money in the stock market. And in fact, he was on all kinds of newspapers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And right like weeks before it tanked. Wow. I mean, everything. You don't know. I mean, he didn't do anything. He was just really bright, and he saw the you know, the little tea leaves, and the guy, he's retired.
I mean, everybody wants to time the market, and not many people can. So we're just in risky times, I guess,
right,
is the point, aren't we?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get a loan right now on something, and I'm going, and it's already went up.
Wow.
And now I'm seeing all my money's going to go up again. This is crazy.
I'm seeing the value of my house go down.
Oh, their houses in California are going down. And some states are still strong, but I'm telling you, in most states, it's like you're going to start seeing But you know what it's all about? And again, this is not legal advice. This is not financial advice. But in my life, I've always found it's just hold on for the long term, and you're going to be fine. Right, Denise? It's just you just got to do long term. You got to think long term. Especially, they say that about your stock market stuff. You're going to see it tank, and your 401k tanking. Don't panic. Just, wait. Just sit there. And so anyway, that's – oh, we got to be
– you just got to write it out, guys.
Well, people buy house payments, not house price anyway. So as the interest rate goes up, payments goes up, house prices have to go down to be affordable. I mean, I think that's just logical.
Well, a quick scenario. I know of someone who's a big builder, and at one time they were – this past year, 237 – I think around 200 and something houses a month they were selling.
Wow.
And they're down to like 38.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow.
Again, don't quote me on all this. We're not giving legal advice. We're not giving financial advice. We're just talking out loud. So.
But we're going to talk about the law when we come back.
Yeah, let's just talk. We can talk about something else. We'll
maybe.
Talk about maybe Todd's cats next. And then about the bathroom at the KBLF studios. And then maybe we'll talk about some law. We'll be back.
Hey, we've got a nice book in there called Goose. You'll love it.
Whoa! That's a good.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, at RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the show continues.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car, wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How would you like?
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has signed off on an Independence Commission's recommendation to remove from U.S. military facilities all names, symbols, displays, monuments, and paraphernalia that honored or commemorated the Confederacy. Beginning on December 18, 2022, the Department of Defense will begin renaming assets across the country, including hundreds of streets, buildings, and other assets. U.S. warships from the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group teamed up with South Korean and Japanese destroyers to practice shooting down missiles in the Sea of Japan, a show of force following multiple launches by North Korea this week. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Biscuit carnitas, two burnt eggs.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Stop whining. Radio Lockpot.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're going to talk about, we got Tom Brady, Bill Gates. Actually, it's not Bill. It's Melinda Gates talking openly about her painful divorce. And we got Angelina Jolie and the children and Brad Pitt, which is an endless circle. Denise, the family law attorney over there.
Yes, we talked about last hour about domestic violence changes in California law in the context of family law specifically. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are embroiled in a fight over their French winery. And that, in that context, Angelina Jolie has raised previously made allegations of Brad Pitt allegedly choking his kid and hurting her. And all of this happened in like a 2016 event when they were on their private jet.
Right.
And it's important that she's raising this, and in this context, it's kind of strange. Why would she raise it in relationship to the French winery? Well, because she has allegedly sold out the winery when Brad Pitt had the right of first refusal to buy out her interest. And she has alleged that she tried to sell it to him, they couldn't come to terms, and then she finally had to step out of it and get professionals to do it because he was such a bad person to her that it was causing her mental anguish, and she couldn't negotiate. And ultimately, she alleges that she had to sell her interest in it. She sold it for $62 million, which is a lot of money.
Wow.
Because all of her money was tied up in that chateau.
Oh, a lot of her money.
Well, she claims poverty, right?
Yeah.
Not poverty, but you know what I'm saying. She claimed she had to have
hurt
access.
Her financially, yeah.
So in the context of this, these allegations are being used as an to a breach of contract, right, in the divorce matter. And it's kind of interesting because it cannot be used anymore in the family matter. And why is that? Because the children are growing up, because the allegations stem from something that happened 6 years ago, and in the family law context, related to the children, only things that have happened within the last 5 years are relevant. And it's just, it ties into this domestic violence kind of idea. And we're going to have to follow this to see what happens. And, you know, I can see her basically putting this up as a defense, and it might be something that was bought, you know, by the judge. And the other thing that's interesting is that Angelina Jolie had an appeal over the private judge, and she claimed there was a conflict of interest, and she tried to get that private judge removed. The appeal just came down, Todd. And what happened?
Well, yeah, this was actually in late last year, so the appeal, the judge was not removed. They appealed the lack of removal to the California Appellate Court. The California Appellate Court said, yeah, the judge got a conflict of interest. That private judge was removed. So she was successful in getting the private judge removed from that case. Turning back to the winery issue, where she brings this issue up, look, I get that she might have been stressed out because of the circumstances and all this to defend. Again, the issue here is, why didn't you give Brad Pitt his right to purchase that property at the same price that you contracted with this third party? And I don't know how that statement or what she's alleging will help her to defend against that charge if he contractually had the right of first refusal at one point in time. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had an agreement to the tune of, $54.5 million for Pitt to buy out her 50% stake. She then went and sold to somebody else that same 50% stake for $67 million. So that's, $13 million and change more than she contractually agreed with Pitt. Now, if Pitt didn't want to buy it for $67 million, he could have said, yeah, no, I'm not paying 67. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Maybe that's a bad phrase. Go ahead and sell to somebody else for $67 million. But, you know, I think Pitt may be arguing, I'd have paid $67 million for that. I know we contractually agreed for 54, but if you found somebody who felt the market was higher for that 50% share, fine, I'll pay that. He should have been given the option.
And the interesting thing is he can't set it aside. The sale is going to be final because the third party was a bona fide purchaser, and their agreement was with a private judge and was not public. So, you know, we're looking at will he get a judgment against Angelina Jolie or not? That's really what it's going to come down to. So we have to watch this, and there probably will be appeals, and we'll have to stay with it.
I just wonder, when Brad Pitt was in his teens, and even Angelina Jolie, probably more so with her because she was raised in a celebrity household. Her dad's John Voight is her father, so she was raised with a celebrity father. But you wonder, when people are going to acting school, they talk about, you know, what's your want? How are you going to break down this? How are you going to do that? My acting coach, when I was in acting, told me, he says, if I had to choose between giving a student a book on acting or a book on the business of acting and all the things that come up, the latter would be far more helpful for you and your career. Because you wonder if people, even when they want to be actors, think about all of these complications that can come as a result of their fame, their celebrity, and money. Interesting. Probably never thought about that when he was, I want to walk the red carpet one day and then get sued and be sued and sue and do all this kind of stuff. Just crazy.
We also got Melinda Gates on Fortune Magazine talked about her divorce and how difficult it was. And Denise, you deal with that all the time, how difficult divorces are on people. And a lot of times they quietly keep it to themselves, right?
Right. And Melinda Gates, she basically said, if it wasn't for COVID, she never would have had the time alone and the you know, thought process to be able to be finalized to decide to divorce Bill Gates. Remember that they are very, they're very charitable. They have their own charity that they work together in. And what happened was COVID made her isolate. And she really thought a long time about her divorce, and she got worried about her children. She really believed that if they kept going the way they were, that her children were going to be cut out of their wealth. And that's why she decided to get divorced, was to protect her children. Hmm. And it's just kind of an interesting thought. There were allegations, too, that, you know, Mr. Gates had had a side person.
Yeah, that side and, friend of his.
Yes, and that it was known. It was a known thing in their marriage. They did have that type of an open relationship, apparently. But her decision really was all about her children. And, you have to admire a parent who wants to protect their children.
Wait. The interesting thing about that is, I guess she wanted to protect her children, and all the children are adults. I think the youngest was 19 years old. But for years while the two were married, the Gates, whose fortune is in the hundreds of billions, has always maintained that upon his death, he was leaving his children relatively small amounts compared to the total, that most of it would go to charity. They'd leave his kids $10 million apiece. That was what they had in place for years. And then once she gets clarity on that, I don't know if a desire to get the kids more of a piece of that pie was at play or what have you, but it wasn't like, I don't believe that it was like, oh my gosh, my kids might be left with nothing, or they might be left with something very little that the kids didn't plan on. Because, I mean, for at least a decade, I can recall always hearing that the Gates has said, regardless of our fortune, a very small amount will go to our kids. We'll leave them $10 million. Most of this is going to charity. And it sounds like at the end of the day, she didn't necessarily agree with that plan anymore.
No, she wanted her kids to get her half, I think, is really what it came down to, and to be guaranteed a certain amount of money to protect them in the future, and their children, too.
Which may have been the only way she could secure her half of that. If she stays in the marriage, then there's no division of marital assets. If she divorces, then there has to be some sort of division of marital assets. Whatever the estate is, if they do just regular 50% math, she gets 50% of it, and now the kids stand to get a lot more, right?
Well, all I got to say is some are saying that Melinda's worth 2-point-something billion after the divorce, and some say maybe 65 billion. I can't figure out how much they're worth, but a couple of ports on the parts of the Google say, 130.4 billion is generally what Gates is worth, and it dropped him to 128 billion after the divorce. I don't know, but these B words are very difficult.
I don't know how he survives. I don't know.
We'll be back after this with the.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhn, Denise Dirks, and Frederick Petty. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is no fun.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
We're going to have some really quick discussions here. We're going to have Denise talk about Tom Brady. I'm going to talk about Larry King. And then we got some very interesting discussions that we're going to talk about. Danny Masterson and Harvey Weinstein. Todd's going to bring up some criminal issues as to what's going on still with those cases. Denise.
Yes, it's rumored that Tom Brady and his wife, Giselle Buchan, are going to get divorced. I mean, they're having marital troubles. She hasn't been at the games. And it seemed to have arisen after he retired and then 40 days later decided that he wasn't going to retire. He was going to return to football. And not only was he going to return to football, but he was going to move the family all the way to Florida. So there's a lot of hearsay in this. I mean, they're allegations back and forth. Nobody's come out publicly to say anything. So you don't know, you know, what these two are really thinking. But my take on it is that, you know, Giselle was a very powerful model, supermodel, and she gave up her career to pursue a marriage and have children with Tom. And I think in their marriage there was some understanding that when he retired, she gets to have, you know, return maybe to modeling, or she'll get to do something creative that she's always wanted to do. And I feel like that's probably it more than anything else. And hopefully, I hope they can repair things. Honestly, they've got two children, and Tom has a son by another girlfriend, a past girlfriend. And, you know, Giselle's very close to these children, and I have a hope that they're going to get back together. But it's going to take a lot, because Tom has put himself first for a very long time, and it's been at the expense of his family.
At least that's what
the allegations are.
Right.
Exactly. So we're going to have to find out, you know, what happens with this. And hopefully, one thing we do know, though, it's not about money, because Giselle is worth $400,000.
$400 million.
Sorry.
$400,000. Wow.
Well, that's a lot to me. And Tom's worth $250 million. So it's not about the money here, folks. There's something deeper going on in the background.
Right. Talk about Larry King. Speaking of money, we got Sean King. If you guys didn't know this, he died in 2021, January. And they're saying he was hospitalized. I didn't realize this. He was hospitalized for COVID and then passed away soon after that. I don't know if it was from COVID or something else. But definitely his age, he was up there. But the interesting thing is, they were in the process of a divorce, but by the time he died, the divorce was not finalized. And Shauna King, apparently during, you know, she had these advisors and these managers, business managers, et cetera, that both worked for Larry King and her. And apparently, right before his death, there's a handwritten amendment that puts Larry King Jr., the son, in charge of the assets. And basically the children and Larry King Jr. get a heck of a lot, you know. And so lawsuits were occurring there, and that came down to a settlement. And they settled out of court, and it was confidential. But I'm sure Sean King was not too happy with what was going on. So now that she settled with the family, she's now going after for $100 million, a lawsuit against the former, you name them, you know, the managers, saying there's a breach of fiduciary duty, professional negligence, fraud. Everybody involved in touching the estate or Mr. King, including one of his, Greg Christensen, the former producer of one of King's TV shows. So she's lining everybody up to say, look, you know, you messed things up, and now I need more money.
This just in, Larry King's cause of death, TMB. Too many birthdays.
That's just it.
I thought you were going to say too many brides.
I was thinking
Was she six or seven? How many did he marry? Six or seven? I'll look it up.
I think it was seven.
Go ahead, Todd.
I think she was a seventh.
So in the month of October, two pretty high-profile trials surrounding the very same subject matter will be starting in Southern California. Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial, criminal prosecution will begin, as well as Danny Masterson. Now, that latter name you might not recognize too much unless you've seen the show That 70s Show. He, I guess the best way to describe him is he played the primary stoner in That 70s Show. Both are charged with sexual assault. Now, the interesting thing here is that in both cases, there will be used what's called 1108 evidence. It's evidence code section 1108. And the best way to describe it is this. If I pick up a DUI, if I pick up a driving under the influence case, and let's say I have two prior driving under the influence convictions, in the trial on the new case, they can't come in on the case in chief and say, you know, he has two priors, so even though the evidence is close here, he probably did it because look at the other two times that he was drinking and driving. No, in a trial now, they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person was drinking and driving on this occasion. That is generally the law with regard to offenses, except sex cases. Under 1108 of the evidence code, the prosecutor can bring in evidence of prior acts, even if they never were uncharged, never resulted in a conviction, to show a propensity on the part of the defendant to commit those acts.
So allegations, even the allegations?
Even allegations. And now look, this might sound familiar, because these type things in Pennsylvania, the law is very similar. acts against Bill Cosby that were uncharged came forward in his trial. Harvey Weinstein, when he was tried in New York, had a plethora of previously uncharged actions that weren't even allegations in the trial that he faced, but just allegations by others that came in and told their story. And the issue here is, well, wait a second. How does that taint a jury? What about due process? Well, California Supreme Court's ruled that due process is not offended by 1108. Ultimately, the judge in the trial, under the relevant standard, would be able to make a determination as to whether or not the proposed evidence that the prosecution wants to bring in, if it would be too prejudicial and cause the jury to disregard the evidence and convict him based solely upon that. But it's going to be an issue in both trials, to which I say to the prosecution, be careful what you wish for. Because if you had a really strong case without this stuff coming in, and then you try to pile on with it, what do you risk? You risk that conviction being overturned on appeal by an appellate court because they deemed that the introduction of that evidence was too prejudicial. If you have a strong case, just go with your strong case. Don't potentially put victims through having to do another trial because you piled on. Yeah. And that's my soapbox.
Oh, it's a soapbox from a former prosecutor of the DA's office in multiple jurisdictions, and he is definitely knows what he's doing. So we appreciate you here being here today on the 8th of October 2022. Denise Dirks, myself, and Todd Kunin. We love doing this. Our producer, Cal Hunter, works really hard, was at a football game last night announcing that, and then still takes time to come down and show love to us and give us the quick take music.
Yeah, doing this show is a great privilege, and hearing your quick takes is likewise. And Fred, let's start with you for your quick take, if you don't mind.
The Russ settlement was a really unique way to get everyone involved in a win-win settlement, not a lose-lose. Great job.
Mr. Kunin, what do you say for your quick take today?
There is a skeptical part of me that says that the whole Journey lawsuit thing is yet again another attempt to use the court system and the judicial system to market an upcoming musical endeavor.
No. Denise, what's your thought?
Well, sometimes divorce is not about money. It could be because of Deflategate during the marriage.
Oh.
We'll see you next week. Hold on. Bye.
Hey. You've been listening to Radio Law Talk, and remember, there is a searchable index of topics of Radio Law Talk available for you to review at no charge at RadioLawTalk.com. And you can stream all previous episodes and stream the show live when we're here live. That's 9 to noon Pacific time. Hope the rest of your weekend is perfect. Thank you for listening to us here on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us?
please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.